Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Chad Daniels with us. What's people listening in other parts of the country too, Chad? Where can people find your dates?
ChadDaniels.com.
All right, check them out. And you got a podcast with your lady. What's that one called?
Yeah, Pretend Problems. And then I got another one that's a little less serious with a buddy. It's called Middle of Somewhere.
Middle of Somewhere. Yep. So check them out. And Chad's at the Funny Bone this weekend tonight. One show, two tomorrow.
Happy to have him back.
One of the best.
Happy to be what his little skit's all about.
Show me your skit. What's
show
that
your skit? Your shtick. Can't wait to hear your shtick.
What else makes us happy, Puss? Anything at this point?
You know? This is another one that we're all real
bad
at.
That will make me happy. A week off. Make me happy.
Optimism increases life expectancy.
That's stupid. Shut up.
Yeah, this is we're bad at this one.
It's cappuccino, bitch. Yeah, that's optimism right there.
One we can all agree with.
Walking optimism would be great. What was that?
Walking in nature.
Being outside does help.
Part of the brain related to negative ruminations, which are associated with depression. Yeah.
Right.
We read that study before.
Just getting outside. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. I'll get real therapy on you with this optimism thing.
Okay. Go for it.
Right.
Please
this,
do it.
This negative talk, I was the worst. It's like I had a gym teacher from the 80s in my head as my voice, my inner voice.
Right.
And it was always horrible. And I started working on it. And I will tell you, it's like our brain is a computer, right? And so everything you tell yourself, you're writing the program for the next day. So if you're calling yourself a bitch or whatever it is, you hit a bad golf shot, you're an idiot. That's how you're the whole day. So this optimism thing, I tried it. It is pretty impressive.
Well, give us an example.
Yeah, what kind of tools did your therapist give you to deal with that?
Well, you just instead, so you're supposed to... what I do is I talk to myself like I would talk to my children, right?
Got
if my kids hit a bad golf shot, I would never call them an idiot.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever. I would say, hey, next time, why don't you try this? And I bet it'll work better in a calm voice.
Okay.
It has helped me, man, I will tell you.
Well, besides golf, give us another example.
It sounds like you should treat yourself like you treat others.
Sure. Yeah, I suppose that's.
It's cappuccino, bitch, like that, you mean. Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Spit it out, dummy.
So just in general, your daily affirmation, basically, right?
Oh, yeah, it's helped a ton. I mean, I write down three things that I'm grateful for at the end of the day, and it's the first thing I read when I wake up. So instead, I do that, and it works way better. You're like, oh, yeah, this is nice. You didn't yell at the McDonald's lady. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, the first thing I read is one of our texts to each other.
Oh, yeah. Or the email.
Or the email, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Too many times I'm probably wandering downstairs first thing in the morning looking at the inbox for our email and go, well, this is a terrible way to start the day.
Yeah, it's a lot of bad stories.
There's nothing positive in here.
You can make fun of this death, that kind of stuff.
I think I've blocked enough of the Nick should kill himself, people, that I don't do that first thing in the morning.
No, I mean, Nick, just the some of the stories we have to make fun of, but they're also not that happy stories.
True. Know? Well, and just people who tell us we should kill ourselves.
Nick should kill
himself. Now, when you do the exercise.
I'm better at hate email anymore. I don't pay attention to it anymore.
At first, was it difficult to come up with three things that you were grateful for, and then it got easier?
No, because you start looking for them.
Okay.
And then when you start looking for them, that's what really makes your day better, because then you have a list of, 50 of them at the end of the day, because you think to yourself, oh, I have to make this list. I better find something. So you're thinking about it throughout the day.
And they can be really little, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Just really small things to be grateful.
Yeah.
Like I didn't poop myself today, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are they often the same thing?
No, I don't let myself do this.
Okay.
I was going to say, because the same thing could be easy. You could say family, friends, that kind of stuff. So I got it.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is super funny. Come on, see me at the Funny Bone.
No.
That's helpful.
No, I just think it's changed my whole perspective on almost everything.
So, when you got into town, 1:30 last night, did you make that list before you went to sleep
last night? Great question.
I sure did.
McDonald's could be on there. What did you put? Are you comfortable sharing what you put on the list yesterday?
Yeah, I put fun show. Mm-hmm. I got to see a friend from Cincinnati that had driven to do a guest spot on the show, mm-hmm. and then it was great to see Bill again.
Perfect.
Ah. It's just real simple, right? Because then when you wake up, all the things you're like, oh, man, I have so much to do today. Instead, you just take that second to read them, and it kind of sets your day.
And you go into the day with that energy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you got a gift bag from Colleen, too.
Absolutely.
That, right?
Yeah. I made the list. Just so you know, I made the list before I
saw it. I was going to say, she's looking
over at
you.
I guess it wasn't that great. Lame gift bag.
Well, I already ate the apple. Yeah. Ate it right when I got up this morning.
Yeah, a little healthy.
Was a bottle of wine in or something like that? Bottle of wine in there or something like that?
No, liquid death.
Oh, okay, yeah. Bottle of water.
And snacks.
Yeah. Now valued at $1 billion.
I know, isn't that cool?
Well, it's marketing. They're geniuses.
Yeah, they are.
Because they put it in a can, right?
Right.
And then people can look comfortable drinking it at a bar.
Well, and it's called Liquid Death. That's why. Right.
And it's a cool name. But
the logo's cool.
In a can makes a difference, because it looks like you're having a beer with all the other drunks.
You get a second look when your kid takes one to school with her.
Oh, dude.
Liquid Death.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
Because that flat water one looks like a tall boy sitting on her desk.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's also death to plastic.
Yes.
Death to plastic. That's the whole premise.
The marketing is key because liquid death sounds cool. Yeah. It's almost like my girlfriend was like, hey, you should try this eye cream. And I'm like, I'm not putting any eye cream on. Right. And then there was a male version of it that was Eye Defender. And I'm like, I'll do that. Yeah.
And it was the same stuff.
Eye Defender, yes.
Yep. I got to write that down. Eye Defender, that was really cool. You're saying that.
Yeah, no, it's called Eye Defender.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay, I'll check it out.
I was happy to do it.
All right. Where are we at?
This one is going to be really bad for all of us as well. Sleep deprivation impacts on how well we are liked by others. So we're hosed.
Well, you got to avoid people when you're sleep deprived and try to get rest.
Yeah, but I think it's a culminative, cumulative effect. It's hard to not be sleep deprived doing this.
Especially in the evening.
Even if you're right out of bed, you're still kind of sleep deprived.
Right, yeah. Especially in the evening.
We have a piece of paper that hangs on the wall. One side is green, one side is red. Mm-hmm. Because when I don't have enough sleep, I am very grumpy. And so when I wake up and I don't have enough sleep, I'll turn it to red. And Kelsey knows, not a great time to have a serious conversation.
Right.
And then once I've had my coffee, once I wake up, do some stretching, then I'll go turn it to green. And then she comes in and she's like, okay, so here's what I want to
talk
to you.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Somebody bump something?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey. catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts. Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Chad thought he was boring us, and we just went to commercial break.
What the hell happened there?
Boy, I wish I knew.
Had a mind of its own.
Yeah, all of a sudden the computer just took off, and I wasn't even touching anything. So,
well, all the affiliates are gone except for Omaha.
So yeah.
Chad was telling us about, you got a little mood indicator. It's like fire danger.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Today's fire danger is moderate.
right.
You know, in the last 2 months at during live shows, three people have had seizures in the crowds that I've been working.
Laughing so hard?
And I just did it to a radio station. And that was amazing.
Look at your power.
Did you write that down as something good that happened that day? Somebody had a seizure at your show?
Yeah. Actually, in my bio immediately.
Chad Daniels at the Funny Bone tonight and tomorrow night in Omaha.
Are you disappointed when no one has a seizure at your show
anymore? It is a letdown. Yeah, it's like, could somebody start shaking, please?
So was it like a diabetic coma? What was it, man? What was going on?
I don't know. I think, one of them was edibles.
Okay.
Involved.
Nick Schwartzen, was that your show?
Fell down. Yeah. Fell down and started shaking. And the other ones, were like diabetic stuff.
So did they 911?
Oh, absolutely. Oh. Yeah, people came in. And
where was the edible one? What state?
In Tennessee.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, so you had to stop the show and let the first responders go to work?
Yeah, and it was so funny. So this lady goes, "I'm a nurse." And another woman goes, "I am a doctor." Completely over the top. "I'm glad you let me know there was someone here that could help me when I'm saving this man's life." It was so funny.
"I'm a doctor."
That's a good Greg Warren bit.
We had a guy a couple years ago at our last live show. We got one coming up, by the way, on April 12th. Get your tickets now, admiralomaha.com. But I asked him, I said, "You guys want to come move down and get these front seats?" There was a couple front seats open at this amphitheater. We were doing this live show, and the guy stood up, and he was drunk and broke his leg there.
Tried to start running.
And a bad break. A bad break.
Like spiral fracture, we had to back in the ambulance, broke his leg.
Yeah, so we're
on the stage, we're doing a live podcast, we're up there talking, and we're still all joking around, and we realize, they're strapping this guy down.
Well, no, Jim Sucks all of a sudden came out and was in my ear going, "We got to take a break while we back in the ambulance for that guy." wow, this
goodness.
So we're hoping there's a medical emergency at this year's show, too, and that'll kill 10 minutes.
Yeah, you're right, it will.
While the
it
first
will.
Responders roll
it will,
in.
It will, Todd. It will, Todd. When's the last time something happened to the Funny Bone, Collie? Anything recently?
Oh, weekly. weekly. I mean,
it's just
2
drunk.
Weeks
it's,
ago, it's, yes, yeah. somebody, what? We had to call an ambulance for somebody.
Too drunk?
Yes. Yes.
Man.
Which
an
we
ambulance.
Didn't serve them. They came in. And,
that wasted?
Yes. Probably imbibed something else.
Oh, I got it. All right. Yeah.
They were on something else, so. Yeah, it happens.
If you're coming to the show this weekend and you need insulin, I'd appreciate you not taking it. I'd like to keep the streak alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Always positive. Yeah. Always positive.
I got speed dial on it, Chad. So.
Put your epilepsy medicine away.
That's right.
Chad,
I need something
tonight
for my gratitude journal.
They didn't die in my show.
My gratitude journal. Some guy didn't take his insulin. It was great, man. I read that last night and this morning. I'm really happy. Yeah. I think your gratitude journal is turning into something else completely.
I think so, too.
All right. Thank you, Puss, because the bottom line about this is now that we have a week off.
Yeah.
And now we're doing overtime.
Well, we're making up the 5 minutes that we were robbed of earlier.
ChadDaniels.com for Chad's gigs all across the country, and he's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
Omaha.funnybone.com for tickets.
You don't want to miss this guy.
He's
no.
the best.
No.
Nick, Clarinda, Iowa with Tyler Walsh.
Yes, tonight at MJ's Comeback.
Good seeing you again, Chad. Take care of yourself, man.
Good to see you, everybody. Right. Thanks a ton for having me in.
And we
Thanks
will be back
up,
live in about a week or so. But
April 1, we return on the 1st of April.
All right. A lot of best stuff
allegedly
coming up.
Yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, right. Everybody have a great week. And, thanks for listening. See you then. Thanks.
Hold on, you're supposed to intro the song. Oh, you wanted to intro the song, man.
I haven't played tunes yet. Okay. All right. Now here's Bush on Z92. Yeah.
I never get to introduce the songs.